Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and read by Lin Xiaowen.
Confucius Wisdom. Part 2. Leadership and Training. Make others and yourself successful. Chapter 19. Handle things according to their priority. A manager must be clear about what is important and understand how to delegate. Fan Shi wanted to learn about sowing grain. Confucius said, "A farmer knows more about that than I do." Fan Shi then asked about growing fruit and vegetables. Confucius said, "A gardener knows more about that than I do." After Fan Shi left, Confucius said, "Fan Shi is small-minded. When a leader loves propriety, none of his people would dare be disrespectful. When a leader loves righteousness, none of his people will dare disobey him. When a leader loves trust, none of his people will dare be dishonest. When there was such a leader, people from all around would flock to him with their children in tow." Why ask about agriculture? Confucius was very knowledgeable, but not in the respect of agriculture. If you wanted to ask him something, your question should focus on management and leadership. The reason his students studied with Confucius was that they wanted to learn about how to conduct themselves properly, how to serve the people, and the meaning of enjoying life. What should a leader do? As Confucius said, he should discuss what he should do. He should not discuss or do other things. I'm sure that the vast majority of managers try very hard to make their business a success. But why are some busy all day long, running from problem to problem, and in the end, unable to build up a large or strong business? I think the key is that they cannot distinguish between what has to be done and doing things well. A manager must be clear about what is important. He must know how to select from many things the one that most needs attention. Even more importantly, he must know how to delegate. My good friend Stephen Covey, in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, mentioned a story about a friend of his. His friend was engaged as the dean of the School of Commerce of a university. Upon taking up his appointment, he discovered that the most urgent task facing the school was to raise funds. He considered that his strengths were well suited to fundraising and social networking, so he put fundraising at the top of his must-do list and set about fundraising all over the place. As a result, he was often not in his office. As the previous dean had focused on day-to-day issues arising within the school itself, the other professors misconstrued his behavior and complained to the president of the university, requesting that the dean of the school change his management style or be replaced. But the president of the university understood what he was doing and backed him up, saying, "Don't take this too seriously. Give him a bit more time." Not long after, when the donations started to come in, the other professors all of a sudden came to appreciate the dean of the school's efforts. You can only do more if you have additional funds. Many research projects need funding. It is difficult to develop the project without money. If the dean had only sought to do what everyone wanted him to do, I'm sure he could have done so very well and would not have encountered any opposition. But this was not in the best interests of his school and would not really have been beneficial to the other professors. The point of this story is that a leader, when setting strategy, must think outside the box, cast away the burden of past practices, and come up with what is best for the particular organization in question. Do what is most important first. Don't let yourself get caught up in a whole pile of things, appearing to be very busy. In fact, you've lost your focus, with the result that what you should be doing is put to one side. You have to know what really needs to be done, who are the right people to get it done, and how to lead them, so that they will help you complete it as a matter of priority.
The book you just heard is Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, which was written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and published by China's Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press.